Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, new research suggests siblings may play a more powerful role than parents do in shaping each other's success or otherwise. Studies show that sibling rivalry, support and the example they can set strongly influence education and ambition and life choices of their brothers and sisters. I'm joined now by Susan Dominus, who's staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and author of The Family Dynamic, A Journey into the Mystery of Sibling Success. I must say, this is fascinating stuff. Susan, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
You know, we're getting texts already about how the brother or the sister influenced the person texting one way or another. What inspired you to do this piece of work?
I have always been interested in high-achieving families just from the time I was a kid because of some of the people I grew up with who had famous aunts and uncles. And it was really only when I thought I was going to write a book about parenting and how that encouraged all these siblings to achieve. But when I really dug into the details, it turned out to be the siblings who were at least as responsible for some of the important life choices that led their siblings to success.
And you describe your own brother's influence on your career path.
Yeah, when I was 14, my brother came home from college and said, you know, you should join the high school newspaper. And I said, well, maybe, but we don't have one. It had been disbanded since the time he was in high school. And he basically stood there and lectured me about the importance of a free press until I finally caved, you know, I started school that hadn't been, and as I started, I thought, how did he know? This is exactly what I should be doing. I love this. And I think siblings sometimes know each other in a way that's don't.
Yeah, for sure. I think Donald Trump is trying to break the line. Just when you mentioned a free press there, he's trying to play with the coverage. Come here. So that's how you, your brother influenced you. You quote the developmental psychologist Alison Gopnik, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, who says siblings are like scorching comets compared to the fixed stars of parents. Now, explain what you mean by that.
I think that parents are a little bit more distant, you know, and a little bit more, they're reliable. They're there for you, but they're not necessarily jostling with you every moment of the day. I mean, I love that she says the scorching comets because siblings also, you know, they're very hot to the touch emotionally in a way, and they are whizzing right by you all the time. They're in your space. They're in your room. They're looking through your jewelry drawer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're competing with you on maybe on the track team. You know, they're in your world. Your parents are in a different world. Your siblings occupy the same world that you do, the same schools.
Yeah, I just prompted to reread this text we got earlier on. Just as you make that point, I'm 45, my brother is 52, and it kills him that I'm a better golfer, says this listener. Does birth order, Susan, play a role here?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because the one thing we know about birth order is that the oldest child tends to have the cognitive edge and tends to be the more academically facile, let's say. And that's because they are the only child in the family who was ever an only child. So they had all this undivided enrichment and attention from their parents. Second kid comes along, the academic edge lane is now taken by the older sibling. And so very often you have the younger sibling either subconsciously or consciously commit to excellence in something else, and often that something else is sports.
Okay.
And to be overrepresented, yeah.
Really? That's fascinating, isn't it? So what, in terms of advice then, what does your research say to siblings or parents? Is there any takeaway?
I don't talk about this in the book that I wrote, The Family Dynamic, but I do know from other research I've done over the years is favoritism is really toxic for sibling relationships. And so to the extent that parents can have a reality check with themselves, and if they do think that they really are favoring one child, that's a clue that you need to spend more one-on-one time with the other child. Because I think that's like the best way to fix that situation.
Really? So what if one child is more demanding than the other?
Demanding, you mean requires
so,
more
so sorry,
work
in terms of spending, you mightn't say prefer one child, but if one child is more demanding and requires more attention, it could look like favouritism to the let's say, I don't know, the other child who isn't getting the same amount of attention. But it's not. It's just that the other child is more demanding for time and so on.
Right. So it's all about paying attention to those patterns and consciously, you know, a friend of mine always says, like, I can't make everything even, but I can make everything fair. And, you know, that's one way to explain to kids why sometimes you have these discrepancies. But I do think that, like, if there is a kid who's demanding more of your time and more of your energy, all the more reason to set aside time for the child who's not getting that time and have one-on-one time with that child, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're not favoring the other child, I do think one-on-one time is so healthy. Just as a mother of fraternal twins myself, the time that I spent one-on-one with each of them has been invaluable, and I felt like I got to know each of them in a more full way each time.
Really? Okay. Is there anything specific then about twins, since you mentioned twins? There are twins in my family. My brother is twins. My sister is twins. Are they treated differently, or do they have a special bond beyond the other siblings?
So identical twins, it's thought, do have a special bond. You know, they tend to grieve, you know, at the end of their lives when one is lost more than fraternal twins grieve the loss of a twin. And they even live longer. There's some thinking that identical twins are so mutually invested that they're kind of looking out for each other more. And so they end up having longer lives. And identical twins tend to cooperate a little bit more than fraternal twins. If you were going to give them a project, they almost function. When you think about it, identical twins are as close to being one person as any two people are. And so it's a really beautiful relationship. Fraternal twins, I think it's futile to try to force that if it's not there naturally. They really are. Fraternal twins are just two siblings who happen to be born at the same time. Okay. So they tend not to be any more similar than any other two siblings.
Okay, well, it's all fascinating, I must say. And thank you very much indeed for your time. Susan Domina, staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and author of The Family Dynamic, A Journey into the Mystery of Sibling Success.